Have you ever felt that suffering means God is far away? Padapiu's words will show you why those moments might be the times you're actually closest to Christ. Stay tuned to hear his wisdom.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story from Padre Pio's life may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. Now let's dive into today's topic. Today we reflect on the wisdom of Padre Pio through his letters. Today's reading comes from Letters Volume 2, his correspondence with Raffaelina Cerase, written during a time when she was enduring great suffering. His words to her are filled with compassion, but also with a deep spiritual truth, one that challenges us to see suffering not as God's absence, but as his invitation to draw closer. Padre Pio writes, "I know that you will unfortunately go on suffering as long as you live. Job said, 'Has not man a hard service upon earth?' But trust and love, my dear Raffaelina, put your trust and love in the goodness of our God. You are suffering, but take heart, because this is the lot that falls to those who have chosen the better part in God's service, which is the cross. May the Heavenly Father be thanked, therefore, for his infinite mercy is making you so dear to him by treating you as a chosen soul who is to follow Jesus closely up the steep slopes of Calvary. If God permits you to be subjected to all kinds of sufferings, he does so in order that you may resemble him in the anguish he endured in the desert, in the garden, and on the cross." What a paradox. We often think suffering means we've been abandoned, but Padre Pio insists it's proof we've been chosen, an invitation to walk the same path of Christ. He continues, "You are suffering, but it is with Jesus and for Jesus. Be convinced, moreover, for I assure you of this, and ask you in the name of the good God to calm yourself. In your sufferings, you have Jesus himself at the very center of your heart, and you are not separated or far from the love of this God, who is so good. You who desire to follow Jesus closely, put fear out of your mind and calm your heartbeats, for you are never so close to this most tender spouse as you are when in the midst of afflictions." Never so close. Let that sink in. Suffering isn't a barrier between intimacy with Christ. It's the threshold. Finally, Padre Pio anchors everything in hope. "As the Divine Master has said, by your endurance you will gain your lives. For trials produce patience, and patience brings testing, and from the testing springs hope. Let us follow Jesus along the path of suffering. Let us keep our gaze invariably fixed on the heavenly Jerusalem and all difficulties that crop up on our journey towards the possession of it will be happily overcome." So the next time suffering comes, instead of seeing it only as a burden, remember Padre Pio's words. It can be the cross that brings us closer to Christ. Keep your eyes fixed on heaven, and every difficulty will be one step closer to home. So if you're carrying a cross today, it might be the very moment when Jesus is holding you the closest. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.